We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and we are continuing on Amud Beis, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the top, at the end of a line. We just finished saying that Rebbe holds that when you put something in Kekala above your Tvachim, it's a good Erev, and it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because it was not wide four Tvachim by ten Tvachim high. On top, you had a kakala to make it wide for Tvachim. Why? Because you need a Mokim Dalet for the Erev. Now, why do you need a Mokim Dalet for Erev? So he says, going to Rabbi Yehuda holds that Erev needs a Mokim of four Tvachim wide outside Hashivas. So Gemara says, my Rabbi Yehuda, where do we find this Rabbi Yehuda? Where is Rabbi Yehuda found? So Gemara says, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, what the Rabbi Yehuda says, Noat Kairav Shisharabim. Someone sticks a beam in Rosh Hashanah. It's a narrow beam, not four tefachim wide. And he puts his erev on top of it. Gevoya yud, it's high yud, the rachava dalid, and it was wide for eruvi erev. So it sounds like maybe it was four tefachim wide. You put an erev on yud tefachim high and wide four tefachim eruvi erev. Vlav, if it's not four tefachim wide, less than yud tefachim high, ain't eruvi erev. So tomorrow doesn't understand. Adarabba. If it's yud tvachim by four tvachim, then it's no good because there's just yachid. If it's less, it is good. And Rabbi Yehuda says, punk vakaret. He says that if it's well, yud rachav dal, it's a good erev. No, not a good erev. So what's going on here? What's going on? Hey, read Rabbi Yehuda. It's not readable. So the Gemara, elahoku kama. Gevoya asara, if it's 10 tvachim high, sarach shi'i bereisha abba. It has to be four tvachim wide. Then if it's a Gevoya Asara, it has to be four Tvachim wide, and actually it'll be a good Erev in that case, if it's four Tvachim wide. Why? Because it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So we said before that even though you have an Erev in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you're Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's a good Erev. You know when? When it's in your four Amos. So it's going to be in your four Amos, because we said, when it's in your four Amos go straight up to the top, so it'll be a good Erev. If it's in your four Amos, then it's a good Erev. It only sticks out, we said, by Elon, it's not good. So, Hakama, Gevoya Asara, Tzarech Shiv Reish Abba, has to be four Tvachim wide. Ein Gevoya Asara, if it's not 10 Tvachim high, then Ein Tzarech Shiv Reish Abba. It does not have to be four Tvachim wide. Why? Here, either way, Saif is Shish Yachid, Saif is not Shish Yachid, it's always going to be a good Erev. But there's a new problem. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need a mokim dalid. You need a mokim hanocha of dalid. But he still says, when it's less than 10 tefachim high, he does not need a mokim dalid. Why not? Because Rashi says the idea of kluta kamisha hunkadomya. When something is within 10 tefachim of the ground, it's ki'ilu, it's on the ground. Doesn't mean, like the Rishonim speak out, doesn't mean classic kluta kamisha hunkadomya. We had a Masechta Shabbos, idea of kluta kamisha hunkadomya. We throw something through, example, or Shusha Rabbim, lower than your tefachim, it's like it landed. That's only there's nothing under it. Here, it's actually sitting on something. So it's not regular kluta, but we're just showing that within your tefachim, the ground, as a shaykh is the ground, so he doesn't need a makam hanach on dal, because ke'ilu it's munach on the ground. So Rabbi Yehuda, this halacha is telling you, this chiddush, that you need a makam dal. And the way he brings it out is like this. If it's less than your tefachim, you don't need a makam dal. Why not? Because we're in 10 tefachim of Shusha Rabbim. If it's above your tefachim, where it's out of the airspace of Shusha Rabbim, then it needs a makam hanach of dalet. And then it's a good erev. I asked me again that l'chayr it's a Shusha Yachid. It's not a problem, because it's all in your own dalet am, as we said before. Everything's your dalet am. It's like Rava said before, it's always muscle command the mal yadami. It's like a shvisa gets raised up towards Shusha Yachid. And now, we have Pasuk Shara Yehuda. He says like this, no, it's kayr v'shir rabim, niyach eruve le'a, gavoya yud v'rachava dalet eruve erev. Why? Because you have a makam dalid. Mlav, it's not why dalid, ain't a ruv erev, it's not an erev. Because you need it, when it's above yud, you need a makam dalid. And that was Rebbe's explanation by Kalkala also, that the reason we have a kalkala to Meshlimasul Arba is because you need a makam dalid for the makam hanachas erev, where the erev is placed. Zogta Gemara Keman, this is Ravina's Teretz, that he said, so let's go back to Ravina's Teretz to explain the chilik between Elon and Kalkala. He says the Elon is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and I'm talking about sticking out of your Rosh Hashanah, like we said in the Brayis. That's talking about out of your Rosh Hashanah. And since it's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and it's out of Yidal Ramis, it's a problem because you can't carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Shurabim. But Kalkala all of a sudden was fine. And the question was, Kalkala is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So he answered, Kalkala was on a tree that was less than three tefachim wide, and just four tefachim wide on top. So what comes out from Ravina's Pshat? That if you have a structure that's three tefachim on the bottom and four tefachim on top, and it's ten tefachim wide, it's not Rosh Hashanah. That's what comes out from Ravina. That has to be Pshat Ravina, because Kolos, four tefachim on top, and we're saying it's not Rosh Hashanah. That is not like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Kaman, the loik Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tayyut and Abraisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer, no ats kono of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Someone stuck a pole in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he had a Rosh Hashanah, he put on top of it a basket. Pasha means the inverted basket, he turned it around, the basket, he put it upside down. V'zorak v'nochal gaba, and you threw something from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and landed on top of this. Remember, it's 10 tefachim wide. Chayev, Yechayev, why? It's not 4 tefachim wide, just the traskel is 4 tefachim wide. So you see that according to Rosh Hashanah, as long as it's 10 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim wide, you don't care if the bottom is less than 4 tefachim. So Ravina is not like Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh says, no. I feel the same race with Yehuda. Hasam hador mechitzta. There, you have a pole, and you have this basket upside down all around, so the mechitzas come down, and they're soysim amakam dalet. Hacha lehador mechitzta. Here, like Rashi learns, there's no hador mechitzta. Why? Because here, even if you bring down the wall of the basket, you still don't have a makam dalet, because you have a tree here. So you have to chisel into the tree to make a makam dalet. You don't want to make together a good achas mechitzta together chaykim lahashlam. Two things together you don't want to say. Now read Rashi inside. Rashi is the first big wide line, the long wide line. Hachaloi hadr mechitzta. The kalkala inam kefes is over the ilon. Doesn't surround the width of the ilon. V'chimrin a good achas, when you say that the walls come down, a kati islamei chaykim lahashlam. You still have to chisel into the tree. Let's rufe kakala v'had ilon to make a tzir, to combine the kakala with the ilon. V'atarti lo yaminan. You don't say two things, chaykim l'hashlem and gurachas. That you don't say. So that is pshat, why it can even shtim like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a raya. Maybe we hold also that if something is above 10 tefachim and 4 tefachim, why is it shushu yachid? Over here it's not shushu yachid. Teretz is here because you don't have hadar mechitzta. You have to come in the chaykim l'hashlem as well, and therefore it's no good. So that's one mahalach in the Braisa. The first mahalach in the Braisa is that the ratio of Elon, which is going Eri Dal Ramas and up at 10 Tvachim, it's a Shishu Yachid, and therefore you can't carry Shishu Yachid to Rabbim. The second case of the Braisa of Kalkala, it's not a Shishu Yachid. Why not? Because the tree wasn't wide 4 Tvachim. And what's the Kalkala doing? It's making it a Makam landing place of 4 Tvachim wide, but still not a Shishu Yachid. That's the first Pshat Mechalik between the Elon and the Kalkala. Rabbi Yirmiyah has become say a different pshat to Mechalik. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer, Shani Kalkala, Hoyul v'yochel lein toisa v'leviyah sechasara. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, they're both Rosh Hashanah. You put an Erev in Kalkala, it's Rosh Hashanah. How's a good Erev? What's going on here? So he says, because I can make it come down into lower than Asara, and then it goes to the Karmelis. I could tip it. Even on Shabbos, I could go over to Kalkala and tip the Kalkala, and you know, it's a little bit, it's on a hinge. It's kilu, it's on a hinge, because it's just hanging there. So you pull it down. Now it's within 10 tefachim. Now I can take it out. Only with the abundance is it. It's the karmelis. So since I could do that, therefore, it's considered that it's accessible to me. You're going to ask me, how do I do this on Shabbos? So Tais, we'll go with Tais' second shot. Tais is the Ramasko Hoyle in the second shot. He says, Ein kan issa hitza. When you move it from Rosh Hashanah to Karmelis, it's also when you make the basket go lower into the Karmelis, that's only Issa Derabanan, because it's from Rosh Hashanah to Karmelis. And then when I take it out from the Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah, that's only Issa Derabanan. Since there's no Issa Deraisa here, therefore it can be done by Nashmashus, and therefore it makes it that Erev is called accessible. That however, Yachal Tarzviyah, so Chazara, it makes it accessible, the Erev becomes accessible to me. So what do we see from here? Yirmiyah says a new yisoid, a hoyle. It's called hoyle. Even though right now it's not accessible, since I can make it accessible, that makes it into an eruv. Now, Papa's take issue with this. Yosef, Rapapa, Vakomlo, Shmaitza. Rapapa said over this Shmaitza, I should say Rav Bar Sheva is going to take issue with this. Rapapa said over Rav Yirmiyah's teretz. Rav Yirmiyah's teretz is that a kakala is better because yachal and taisa teich asara, teich asara tvachim. So Yosef Rav Papa v'ka'om l'ha shmaitza, Rav Papa said and said over Rav Yirmiyah's teretz. Eisvei Rav Bar Sheva l'Rav Papa. So Rav Bar Sheva asked the question to Rav Papa and he said, "Umir mina hoyel? Do you say hoyel? Is this such a thing? Is Taka say hoyel?" Vatnan, it's a Mishnah. I'm putting in a new girsa from the other girsas. Vatnan. Kate says, the Mishnah says, "Kate sad hu oisa. What do you do? Kate sad hu oisa. This is talking about how do you make an Erev when it's a Yom Tov after Shabbos or a Yom Tov before Shabbos. Now, really, when you see from Rashi, you didn't have to bring such a complex case, but this is the only time you find clearly where it says in a Mishnah that you bring an Erev somewhere. You know, well, other places you find a Mishnah so specific how to make an Erev. But the case is that you have, let's say, a Yom Tov and then a Shabbos. So each day needs its own Erev because they're considered different Kedushas. So you make an Erev Thursday night, Ben HaShemashos, make an Erev. Now, on Shabbos, you make an Erev again. The problem is, if you leave your Erev there, Ben HaShemashos, on Thursday, you can't rely on it on Shabbos, because who knows what's still there? Somebody ate it. So what you do is, after you make the Erev, you wait till it's very dark at night, for Thursday night, and you bring it back home. Then tomorrow afternoon, Shabbos, you'll bring the Erev again. If it's the opposite case, if it's first Shabbos, then Yom Tov, then you have no choice. You can't get the Erev, because in Shabbos you can't carry. You have to just hope for the best, and hope it's there, and you go check it out, right? At the end of Shabbos, you go check it out, see if it's still there. So the Mishnah says, Ketzer Oysa, Melichai Berishon, this is talking about the case where Yom Tov is before Shabbos. Ketzer Oysa, Melichai Berishon, you bring it on Thursday night, Umach Shechalav, wait till it gets dark, but night you take it back home. Uvalo Vesheni, you come Friday night, Umach Shechalav, and you bring it there before Shabbos, you put it there, and then you can eat it right there, Uvalo, and you go home. Can't take it back, can't carry it back. So Dr. Gemara, so what's the halacha in this Mishnah? You see this Mishnah, you gotta bring an Erev to your Makom Shvisa. We could have found anything else. You gotta bring an Erev to Makom Shvisa. That's what you see. So Gemara's question is, why do I need an Erev in Makom Shvisa? Why every time can't I just, by the way, Rashi speaks out, this Mishnah is when it says that you're bringing an Erev, you're sending a Shliach. Because if you go yourself and kind of Shvisa there, then that's alone of Erev. If you yourself at that place, that's enough of Erev. He sent the Shliach to do it. So the question is, why do you have to bring Chalas there? Stay home, have in mind your Shvisa is in that spot 2,000 hours away, and leave the Chalas at home, and everything's Gevaldik. The Chalas are not there. I can bring it on Shabbos. It's Hoyel. And my name, Akim de Boyem Tuye, Motsi Mamtile. Since I can bring it on Shabbos, after Gavleim Taya, command them Taya. Since they can bring it on Yom Tov or Shabbos, I'll see. In a second, we'll speak it out. Taisvus that he's wanting to say Hoyel. Since I could bring it, why do I have to bring an Erev there? I could bring it on Yom. I could bring it. Command them Taya. It's like I brought it. Since I could bring it. So Taisvus learns. Taisvus brings that Rashi. Rashi sounds that the kasha is from Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what it sounds like. But Taisvus says the kasha is only from Yom Tov. Because on Shabbos, you can't bring an Erev from so far away. You can't carry. So we understand on Shabbos, we have to bring it. There's no Hoyel there. But the question is on Yom Tov, why did I bring an Erev? Just say Hoyel. So I could bring it. You see, Rav Yirmiyah says that even though the things are Shushiyach, it's like I bring it, I can pull it down. It's the Erev, you say Hoyel. He also say Hoyel. That's the Mar's Kasha. Say Hoyel. That's how Taisus learns the Kasha. Rashi learns the Kasha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And maybe we'll speak out of Teres to Rashi in a second. But let's first learn with Taisus Shabbos, much more simple. The Gemara's question is, the Chayra, why do you have to bring an Erev? There's a Hayol, I could carry it here. Amrav Zera, the reason why I can't do it is, Gzera, Shem Yom Tov, Shechal, Liyas, Achah, Shabbos. The Gzera is like this, that what happens by Yom Tov Zepta Shabbos? Yom Tov Zepta Shabbos, and that type of Yom Tov, there's no Erev, Ben HaShemashos, because that's Shabbos. It's Matzah Shabbos. Ben HaShemashos, Matzah Shabbos, you can't carry Erev from Shishiyach to Shirav. We're talking about the Reis Tegis, there's no Heter of Shmos Ben HaShemashos over here. So it's a gzeira. If we allow you to do an eruv without going putting chalas there, then certain times it won't be a hoyel. When a yom tov falls after Shabbos, a yom tov falls out on Sunday, there won't be a hoyel because much of Shabbos when the eruv is being chal, you cannot carry. So since there's no hoyel, then the Chazal said you have to bring the eruv there. Of course, we're saying like a yom tov is a hoyel, but since you can't bring the eruv there, since you cannot bring the eruv there on yom tov after Shabbos, he said you always have to bring the eruv because certain times you can't be samech on hoyel. That's in Tosfos's pshat. Just to answer up Rashi, Rashi says the Kashrut of Shabbos Yom Tov. The question you're asking me is, how is it possible to have Hoyel on Shabbos? So the way the Rebbeinu Peretz answers is that Rashi's saying like this, why do you have to bring the Erev away to your spot? All you have to do is take it out of your house, put it into a Carmelis, and now on Shabbos you can bring it from the Carmelis to your Makom Shvisa, Pachis, Pachis, Vdal Amis. You have a Hoyel even then. And what's the Gemara's Teretz then? Yom Tov Shechal Shabbos, you also take it out of your house and let it bring it Pachis, Pachis. Teretz is, Matzah Shabbos, there's no het of Shvus Ben HaShemashos. Pachas Pachas are Shvus, is the Rabbanon, and Karmel is the Rabbanon. There's no het of Shvus Ben HaShemashos, Matzah Shabbos. Why? Only Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos came in, there's Chazaka of Yoyim still, then you say Shvus Ben HaShemashos. But Matzah Shabbos, the big aside, Ben HaShemashos, you don't say the het of Shvus Ben HaShemashos. So therefore, that would be the Gzeira, that would be Rashi's Pshat, if you're Ben HaParetz. So Tais learns the Kasha from Yontav, and Teretz is Yontav Achas Shabbos, no Milo Yontav. And Rashi learns the Kasha even from Shabbos, because you can take it out of your house, you don't have to bring it all the way there. And the Teretz says, but Yontav after Shabbos, it won't help bring it out of your house, because no Heter or Rabbanon on Matzah Shabbos, Ben Hashmashas.